IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
And God said, let there be light. And there was light.
The Creator made Adam in his image, then placed the world in his care. May you walk alongside the Creator in righteousness.
God of Abraham, take my child into thy hands, that he may live to thy service.
God has spoken to us before, through Abraham, Noah, Moses, and through Jesus Christ. Why should we be so surprised that God speaks to us now through Muhammad?
Viewpoint.
A critique of movies with religious themes on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio. With me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and my guest speakers, as always, Sayyid Abdullah and Brother Yasser. Sayyid Abdullah, assalamu alaikum, and welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And Brother Yasser, assalamu alaikum, welcome to the studio.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Always a pleasure being with you, Brother Muhammad.
It's a pleasure to have you both back in the studio, helping me criticize the movie Transcendence that we have actually tried to do so from the last two episodes ago. Onward, and inshallah, or hopefully, we are going to finish our criticism of this movie, Transcendence, produced in 2014, directed by Wally Pfister, starring actors and actresses such as Johnny Depp, Rebecca Hall, Paul Bettany, Morgan Freeman, Kate Mara, to just name a few. Well, let's take a listen to a short part of this movie, Transcendence, and then we'll be back. Don't go away.
You're not afraid, are you?
No.
My crew got a little spooked.
Well, how are you?
Better.
The physical enhancements are just the start.
What do you mean?
He's also connected to me. It's me, Evelyn.
Back to the program Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio. We are criticizing the movie Transcendence, and hopefully we'll finish it in this episode. Let me start with you, Sayyid Abdullah. You know, in one part of this movie, the chief worker, when, you know, Rebecca Hall, or Johnny Depp's wife, basically, Evelyn, goes to another remote place in the U.S., and then she builds the whole factory on her own, and then, one of the chief workers gets mugged and injured, if you remember, in that part of the movie. You know, he was cured immediately by the advanced technology and enhanced also, right? Dr. Castor, or Johnny Depp, also connects himself to him. This is another reminder of reincarnation, isn't it? You know, if you remember, in a couple of episodes ago, we tried to criticize the movies with this theme.
Yeah.
This theme, this concept is becoming so epidemic and widespread everywhere, you know.
Yeah.
Is there any movie without reference to it, basically, nowadays? What's wrong with the idea, according especially to Islam, Sayyid Abdullah?
The idea with what, reincarnation?
Yes.
Okay, so we in Islam, we don't believe in reincarnation. We believe in akhirah, which means when you die, you get transported to a different realm, and then, you know, from another realm to another realm.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't believe in the return of mankind back to here, because what would be the purpose? So what purpose would you serve and keep returning back into this world in different shapes and forms?
Mm-hmm.
It absolutely seems pointless, and that's an act of a person who is not wise. Now, if you believe that this since this Earth and this universe was created by a design, a perfect design, then that actually defies the perfection of that design, that someone comes in the form of a cow, comes in the form of a monkey and a flower and a door, and it just doesn't make sense. And towards end, and what's the purpose? Like, what purpose do I serve now as a human? And I come back in an animal form. Oh, according to Buddhism, that's a punishment for my sins. And then I die from being a cow, and then it becomes something. It's just the idea is itself.
You get demoted if you have some defects. Yeah, this is what they say, right? Then, yeah, Until you get to nirvana, for example.
That's a never-ending loop of you changing forms. It's not going to stop.
Like a vicious circle in philosophy.
Exactly. So unless you tell me, no, okay, you get punished and then you go to another realm, then obviously they're trying to bring the punishment and adab in this world because they can't process how akhira would be in the other world, how the punishment would be. So depends on how they look at it. But the idea itself is just so insignificant that Islam doesn't want to even consider it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because no one ever came back from the dead. And no one, even if I was reincarnated, how am I supposed to know? No one knows. So the idea itself is absolutely disregarded in Islamic theology.
I see.
But the idea is, like, with the movie itself, it's, I would think they were inclined to think of the possibility of living eternally rather than regenerating yourself. Because when they fix this guy and other people were fixing the process, that no matter what happens to them, they come back. So they don't die. Humanity, since the beginning of the technology, the age of technology until now, they've been trying their best to come up with a pill or something that to make you last long, live long. So all the
defy aging.
Yeah, so all the pharmaceuticals, all the medication, everything, and all the technology that's put there just to give you an extra life. So if technology can get to a point where it can make man not die or at least live a long life, or even if he dies, he can maintain his whatever, his body, then that's the thing they want to achieve, eternity.
Right.
Or, you know, at least then we become...
Immortality.
Then we become gods.
Thank you very much, Sayyid Abdullah. Let's take a listen to a short part of the movie Transcendence, directed by Wally Pfister, produced in 2014. Then we'll be back. Stay with us.
What are all these people doing here?
Rift posted a video of Martin online. It went viral.
Well, you mean you let it go viral?
These people are suffering, Evelyn. They have no hope. And I'm able to fix them. But there are others who don't understand. Paul has been blind since birth. The nanotechnology targets the damaged cells. It repairs and regenerates them.
Back to the program Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio. We are criticizing the movie Transcendence, directed by Wally Pfister, produced in 2014, starring Johnny Depp, Rebecca Hall, Morgan Freeman, and so on and so forth. Well, Brother Yasser, you know, in one part of the movie, Johnny Depp's advanced tech or technology, Dr. Caster's technology in the movie, claims to cure every disease. Basically, it's like a miracle, or it does miracles, right? What's wrong with this facet of technology? Because as Sayyid Abdullah was referring to, usually you get the dark side of technology reflected in the Hollywood movies. But this aspect has not been given a lot of attention, basically, right? And there's always this intimidating part or dimension of AI, for example, being echoed in such movies. And they're trying to scare people of the consequences and the challenges involved. But isn't it something positive, or we are playing God?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. No, I don't think so. I think if a machine or something is able to cure a disease, it's not to be scared about. It's something good. It may benefit people. But the goal of it is what you said previously about the concept of death. Is that fine? Okay, you can be cured of any disease, but is that cure still going to keep you alive forever. It may keep you alive longer, but there's going to be a time where you will have to, you know, die. It actually may be a good thing. Why? Because normally when a person passes away, or, you know, you see that because it was because of some disease, or it is because of some ailment, some accident, some lack, some deficiency. But then now you're seeing, like, but funny enough, even today, like, you see some of the most healthiest of athletes just fall down and die. It's something quite common now. It's becoming this sudden death syndrome, it's called. Like, so even if that happens, that you have a machine that can cure all disease, it's not going to cure death.
Right.
So at the end of the day, it might be a good thing. Like, yes, fine. Doesn't mean, like, okay, I may live for another 5 years, another 10 years, another 5,000 years. Doesn't mean I'm going to live forever. And even then, it will not make the goal of my life here that.
Right.
It doesn't change the goal. It just makes me attaining the goal even maybe even more difficult. Anyway, that's another discussion itself.
Thank you very much, Brother Yasser. Let's take a listen to a short part of the movie Transcendence, directed by Wally Pfister, producing 2014. Then we'll be back. Stay with us.
That thing, it's not Will. Never was.
You never believed. You never believed that there was anything more. Any part of his soul.
I spent my life trying to reduce the brain to a series of electrical impulses. I failed.
Back to the program Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio. We are still criticizing the movie Transcendence, directed by Wally Pfister, producing 2014, starring Johnny Depp, Rebecca Hall, Morgan Freeman, Kate Mara, Paul Bettany, and... just to name a few, with Brother Yasser and Sayyid Abdullah. Sayyid Abdullah, let me ask you this last question. You know, Paul Bettany, in the movie, of course, as Max Waters, talks to Rebecca Hall, or Evelyn, Dr. Caster's wife, about trying to reduce the brain to a series of electrical impulses. And he admits that he failed. That's in reaction or reply to Evelyn's question whether to believe there is anything more to this life, basically soul. I think this is where they were targeting. Is that a good enough proof for the existence of soul? How can we prove the existence of soul or a spirit?
The simple way of proving the existence of soul is when you look at a dead body. When something leaves it and it just becomes a corpse and there's nothing there, then that's soul for you. What moves the body, we came to know, and this is like, does not need even a scientific analysis or, you know, even dissection. It's just, you see a dead body and you know that the soul left. Whoever was operating that body is no longer there.
Medically speaking, they may counter-argue that there is a malfunction of one of the tissues or one of the organs, and so then there you see.
Yeah, so with science, dead. This is what science came to. They said, well, this is one of the philosophical arguments, is that if man was just a consciousness, and a consciousness is just a cognitive process in the brain, and if that stops, then man stops. So that cancels the whole idea of ruh, or soul. If you want to look at it from a scientific perspective, yeah, there's an answer for everything. And obviously they would deny the existence of soul, just like they deny the existence of God. And then there would be no elephant in the room. So if you downsize the ruh, the soul, to a cognitive process that happens in the mind due to chemical imbalances or what have you, then this is what makes man or human being a human. And that stops, obviously, yeah, he stops. Yeah, that's one way of looking at it, if you want to be a follower of science. But if you want to be, let's say, a religious thinker or a person of belief in the unseen, then God says no. Your soul is a driver and your body is a vehicle. and you've been given an expiry date. You drive your vehicle for 70, 80 years, and then the vehicle breaks down. That's it. You leave it. You come. You go somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
That's the process of life.
I see.
So you can look at it from a theological perspective, or you can look at it from a scientific perspective. The choice is yours.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Sayyid Abdullah and Brother Yasser, for your nice contribution to the program Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio. And in this episode, alhamdulillah, we finished or ended criticizing the movie Transcendence, produced in 2014, directed by Wally Pfister. Of course, I know that there might be a lot of other questions crossing your mind, but unfortunately, due to the shortage of time, we can't deal with every one of those questions and challenges. Thank you very much for joining us and listening to the program Viewpoint on IRIB English Radio. We bid you farewell. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Oh my God, it's like my mind has been set free. I'm gonna need to expand. I need more power. Get me online.
This is no well.
Shut it down.
Shut it down? It's him!
Where are you going?
Everywhere.
Your friends, they don't know the danger.
If she connects to the internet, the first thing it'll do is copy it up. And then there is no taking it down.
The real will die.
Whatever it is, it's building an army out there.
What is this?
It's evolution.
This isn't evolution. It's an abomination.
What the hell's happening?
I'm able to fix them.
This has gone too far, Will. Stop it!
I don't understand. This is the future.
This is not our future.
Evelyn!
You're not here with me.